ancient people used to make bags using the skin from an animal's stomach. When they used these skin bags to carry milk, bacteria from the animal's skin reacted with the milk to begin the fermentation. The result is cheese. Today, cheese making is a very scientific process. First, the milk used in cheese is pasteurized, which means that it is heated to remove all bacteria. Then, specially cultivated bacteria, called cultures, are added to the milk. The milk is kept fairly warm during this period to help the cultures grow. As they grow, the bacteria cultures sometimes release bubbles of carbon dioxide. These bubbles help make the holes in Swiss cheese. Next, as the milk ripens, it forms a solid substance. This substance is called curd. The curd is removed, and the water is drained from it. The curd forms the basis of the cheese and may be treated in different ways. Finally, once it is matured and dried, the cheese is ready to eat.
4. Let's listen. Task 1. This person is giving a talk about cheese. Are these statements true or false? Listen and check the correct answer.
Cheese is one of the world's oldest foods. It was made by the ancient Egyptians over 3,000 years ago. It is a valuable food since it contains fat, vitamins, and protein. It is used both as a food itself and in many different types of cooking. There are hundreds of different types of cheese around the world, but they are almost always made from the same thing, milk. Cheese is made from several different kinds of milk, including cow, sheep, and goat's milk. Most cheese in the United States is made from cow's milk. Cheese also contains water. A soft cheese, like brie, contains more water than a hard cheese, like Parmesan. Cheese is produced through a process called fermentation. The process of making cheese was probably discovered by chance.